Dude.
Separating from the world, right. So in Osir Ches, the Piazetzer told us that a person who's never experienced a moment of tefillah, of solitude, of hisbodedus, to talk to Hashem about something real, to cry to Hashem about something real, then you've never really experienced Hashem, you never really experienced yourself. And he's sort of talking about two different models of self-awareness. Level one is becoming self-aware. I exist, but I'm not going to exist simply derech agav. I'm not going to exist simply by extension from someone else's existence. I'm not going to be an incidental existence. I'm going to be an essential existence. I'm going to define and recognize my own essential self, which is a theme we've seen many times. But what he introduced in Osir Ches, which was very interesting and very powerful, is the idea that sometimes I need to go even further. Meaning it's not enough to just define myself by my surroundings, which is really bad, but to retreat so much that not only do I find my independent self, but I go so far as to dissolve my independent self into the self of all selves, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And if you remember, we studied the Medrash in Devarim Rabbah, where the Medrash says that Moshe Rabbeinu at the end of his life said, listen, Rabbeinu Shalom, if I can't be Moshe Rabbeinu, I can't be the great teacher of Klal Yisrael, so maybe I could just be regular Moshe. Maybe I could just stay alive outside of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe I could be a bird. Maybe I could be a blade of grass. Maybe I could just be part of your world, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that's a very lofty level. That's a very, very high level. We saw the Mor V'Shemesh. Right? The Mor V'Shemesh quoted the idea from the Maggid of Zlotshuv, but others quoted B'Shem the Baal Shem Tov, explaining the pasuk, Anochi Omed Ben Hashem U'Veneichem. That Anochi, Moshe says, I am standing between you and Hashem. Moshe is the middleman between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But the Zlotshuv or Maggid, another tzaddikim explained that Anochi, that sense of self, sometimes gets in between. It's Omeid Ben Hashem Uveinechem. It stands between you and Hashem. So while on the one hand, yes, I have to first try to develop an authentic self, but then the goal is to really go to such a degree that I'm willing to just not have any self. Again, the worst way to be is to be defined by others. A better way to be is to be authentically defined by self. And the best way to be is to be mavata oneself to such a degree, not with a sense of self-sacrifice. Not where a person feels, I'm willing to give up what I want or what I am for Hashem. No, just a recognition that what you are is really nothing other than a piece of Hashem. That the ray of light goes back into the sun, so to speak. So let's start with the piece from Likutei Halachos. We didn't read it last time. We didn't learn it inside last time. Source number 6. Okay, if anyone doesn't have the pages, I have a couple extra here. So just raise your hand and a really awesome guy will deliver one to you, because he's so nice. Okay, Rabbi Nassan writes in Likutei Halachos by Shabbos, source number 6. V'zeh she'amar Hashem Yisbarach la'Avram. Now again, this the basic Yisodia is not only found in the writings of Rabbi Nassan. Many tzaddikim have it, but I think the way he develops it, more so than just saying it in half a line, as other Sarim do, I think will help us better understand what the PSS are saying. V'zeh she'amar Hashem Yisbarach la'Avram. When Hashem says to Avram, Lech Lecha, it doesn't only mean go, right? You should go. It doesn't mean go by yourself, because Avram doesn't go by himself. Go for yourself, to develop yourself. But it's much deeper than that. It's mamash Lech Lecha, go to yourself. Not go for yourself, not go by yourself. Go to yourself. Lech Lecha. Get to know your true self. What does that mean? That a person has to encounter his essential self. And that's what the P.S. Esther is saying. You have to have moments of hisbodedus. You have to have moments where you're able to quiet down the world. And again, we're going to strive today to talk about even the highest level, which is where I quiet down myself. Where I quiet out my personal Anochi to hear the Anochi Hashem Elokecha. To be able to hear Hashem say Anochi at Kabbalah Sator. Because we forget sometimes, right, like Rabbi Arya Kaplan writes one of his svarim, point to yourself. What does it mean to point to yourself? Where would we point if someone asked you to point to yourself? Which part of yourself is you? Is your hair color you? Are your eyes you? Is your body you? Your neshama is the essential you. Right? So that which we call ani is really the neshama. V'chein kishmedabrim ha'adam lenochach v'omrim lo ata oleich. When you talk to a person, I say you, or I command the person to do something, what am I speaking to? When I speak to the person, am I speaking to his body? Ikra kavana al neshama shu etzma adam ki adua. So that's what Hashem is saying to Avraham, by extension, anyone who wants to be part of Hashem's world. Lech lecha, sheteilech lecha laatzmecha, haynu lemekor nishmascha, shekol hiluchacha unisiascha v'chol derachecha b'zeh ha'olam, b'chulam techavein leilech lecha laatzmecha. That every step you take in this world, every place that you travel in this world, should be seen as what? As a development, as a nurturing of self. Haynu l'mekor nishmascha. That the things that I experience should help me to better understand my own neshama. Shezeh ikar etzema adam. This is the essence of man. Shemedabim mima. When I speak to others, that's who I'm speaking to. When I'm talking to myself, when I'm thinking about myself and what I need, I have to turn that I into my neshama, not my body. Vezeh me'artzecha. Lech lecha. Go to yourself, encounter your true self, me'artzecha. What does that mean? Me'artzecha daika. Says Rabbi Nassan, haynu mitoch artzias v'gashmias shalcha, le'eza artzias v'gashmias shiravadita l'sham, shenidme lecha shekasha letzeis misham. A person says, lech lecha. How am I going to get to lech lecha? I've created so many layers of superficial self on top of my essential self. How am I going to find lecha? How am I going to find lech lecha? How am I going to get there? So HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, don't worry. Lech lecha me'artzecha. That even with all the gashmias that you've buried yourself in, and you think it's not possible to dig out your true self, it's not true. Lech lecha me'artzecha. You can rediscover yourself from beneath all of that artzias, all of that gashmias. Afal pichin ata tzorech l'eskaver leilech mitoch artzecha daika, leilech lecha l'nishmascha v'chulu kanizkar le'el. That it's possible for you to experience your true self. Lech lecha me'artzecha. Now he seems to be hinting to, although he's not saying it openly, but he seems to be hinting to the fact that me'artzecha means what? You can actually encounter, you can find your true self me'artzecha, meaning from your gashmias. It's not only that the gashmias, he's not only a chizik. Oh, you can throw off all the gashmias and you know, dig out your essential self buried under that pile of garbage. But sometimes that pile of garbage actually is helping you to discover yourself. The thing that you thought was, you know, moving you farther away from your true self, with the right eyes, maybe I see that as a stepping stone to discovering my true self. I shared a vart Thursday night in the shir from the Maggid of Mezvich, which brings it in this past week's parsha, but he's explaining a pasuk from 2 weeks ago when Moshe Rabbeinu is standing at the yam, and the pasuk says Harem esmatcha. Harem esmatcha means lift up your mater and split the sea. So the Maggid of Mezvich explains, albeit in somewhat of a crypto-Kabbalistic fashion, but the basic yisod is harem, lift up esmatcha. Mateh could also be a lashon of netia, right? To be nota, the way that you lean. So harem esmatcha means lift up your inclination, whichever way you're leaning. What does that mean? That means if you have a netia towards something, lift it up. You have a netia, the Gemara says in Shabbos, towards blood. So if you're a lowlife, you'll become a murderer. If you're a little bit better, you'll become a doctor, or a shochet, or a moel, right? Harem esmatcha. Don't try to destroy the way that you feel. Learn to channel it in the right way. Hashem gave you a certain netia for a reason. If you're a Beis Shammai soul, don't try to become a Beis Hillel soul. Learn what it means to be a Beis Shammai soul and to embrace that in a healthy way. If you're a certain type of passionate person, learn to use that passion in a holy way. Harem esmatcha, lift up your inclination. Lift up whichever way you're leaning. Lift up your netiyah. So maybe he's hinting to that as well. Lech lecha me'artzecha. Use the artzecha, use your gashmias, use whatever you're drawn towards, right? But learn to use that as not something that blocks out your neshama, but as something that helps you to discover your neshama. Hashem says further to Avram, and again by extension to all of us, me'artzecha v'zehu u'mimoladetcha. Additionally, lech lecha, from what? Mimoladetcha. Eich shenoladeta be'eze gashmias shenoladeta afal pi shegam ze monei agadol. Again, a person's born with a certain netia. A person's born literally into a certain family. A person has certain things that he could very quickly assume are the biggest impediment, or a monei means an impediment, a blockage. The thing that prevents me, the greatest thing that prevents me from becoming the type of person I want to be. As David Melech says in Tehillim Nun Aleph, Hein ba'avon cholalti v'chulu, afal pichein, ata muchach leilich mimolazetucha daika leilich lecha daika. Hashem once again says to Avram, don't be convinced that that's true. Lech lecha. You can block out, again, on a simple level, you can block out all the noise, all of the challenges that our own families sometimes present for us, all of the things that they prevent us from experiencing in terms of what we're seeking in our religious development. Right? We can block that out in order to listen to our own inner voice. Or again, differently, I could see them not as a blockage at all, I could see them as something that's actually helping to guide me towards my true self. Umi beis avicha, sheyem ha-mishpacha, v'ashcheinim, u'krovav, umi yudav, shemegudol b'neiam. Right, the people who I grew up amongst, my family, my neighbors, my friends, people who I know in a variety of social settings. Shegam mehem yesh kama v'kama meniyos l'avodas Hashem yisprach, shemonim b'kama drachim. My boss might be a tremendous meniyah, a tremendous stumbling block, a blockage in getting close to Hashem, or so I might seem. So it might seem. Hashem says, Lech lecha me'artzecha, umi molatecha, umi beis avicha. Don't worry about all of these things. Sometimes it's gashmias, as expressed by these people. Sometimes it's ideologies expressed by these people, or by my environment. And you're able to overcome. A person has to set out to overcome all of these things, to not be held back. And the truth is, again, when a person comes to his essential self, again, step one, before he dissolves himself, he has to discover himself. Right? Before he gives over his anochi, there has to be a real anochi to be able to then attach his anochi to the all-encompassing anochi, Hashem Elokecha. Right? So, when he retreats into himself, then, believe it or not, he actually has a tremendous hashpah outwards. So let's read Ot Mem Ches, the last piece in Tzav Zeros now, and I'll show you what I mean by that. Again, sort of the balance between, like Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm happy to be a bird and just fly around the sky, and at the same time to develop a very strong sense of self. Right? These are two madrigos that work hand in hand. So let's see. In Ot Mem Ches, it's a piece from 1929. Motzei Shabbos Kodesh, Aleph Deslichos, Tav Resh Peites. Okay, 1929. Although truthfully, by the English date, it was probably 1928 if it was Aleph Deslichos. Nil Eisi Daber Al Bnei Adam Ulahachiz Lahem Shehashem Hu Elokim. This is also, it's not as intense as Os Yud Zayin, when he was reflecting on death, right? But it also has a certain intensity. You hear the frustration of the P.S. Zetzel Rebbe to try to have hashpa, to try to give over what he wants to give over so badly. Listen again. Nil esi daber al b'nei adam. I am so exhausted, he says. Like we learned in Or HaChaim this past week. Navol tibol. The point where you can't function anymore. Nil esi daber al b'nei adam l'hachuz l'hem sh'ashem elokim. I am utterly exhausted from trying to declare, l'achriz, to announce to people that Hashem is God. Not just to say the words, but they should get that, they should live with that. They should see their anochi, they should see their essential self as their soul. Lech lecha, to discover the soul. Not to get caught up in the superficialities of the world. Korayani halo Hashem lenegdechem. I've been saying for so long, I've been calling out to them that God is right in front of them. And Hashem is found in every action, every thought, and every bit of their world is made up of Hashem. Uvachol olamchem. Their entire world. I'm trying to tell people, your entire world is Hashem. Or to say it if you're not willing to recable it in such an intense way, your world is Hashem's world. At the very least, to say it that way. And yet, people bury their heads within themselves, or what they assume to be self, and no one wants to listen to me. Very sad, no? Such a loving, caring Rebbe. And he felt so burnt out and so unsuccessful. Hashem is inside of you. Hashem is the cause of all your experiences. He fills all of your reality. Now, it seems that a couple of words are missing here, as it says here. Right? And I told you there's an interesting article that was written recently about the editing of the Piyas Esther Svarim. So here, there's an editorial note that actually got printed in the Sefer. It says, L'magia na livdok aliros ulai chasar kan kama milim. Right? Whoever's editing, make sure you check this carefully, because check the manuscripts, because it seems that we're missing a few words or the lines are being printed out of order. The truth is we could rearrange a couple of the lines in this piece and actually make it make more sense. But okay, either way, we'll be able to make our way through it. The Piyas Esther says again, I'm trying to show them that Hashem is right in front of their face, and they are ma'alilim alilos shav. They're making up all sorts of deceptions and lies in order to convince themselves that it's not true. Okay, now this next line again, it's hard to know exactly what words are missing. Now that line seems to be a little bit lower down. Okay, so let's just not translate it for the second, and let's just not lose the main point of the piece. Tzolik ani. Shimu es davar Hashem, eichles naig b'chol tnuos napshachem, v'gufchem asher lefnei Hashem heima. Okay, let's continue with that line. Says the Piyas Esther, I'm screaming out, teaching people how to move their souls and how to move their bodies in the presence of Hashem with a sense of serving Hashem. Aval tachu behevel, but they are immersed in nonsense. She'alilu einayhem, that their eyes have deceived them. Again, the way the Sfas Emes explains, lo sasur achrei levavchem v'achrei einayhem, it doesn't just mean don't look at pornography. It doesn't mean guard your eyes from seeing evil. It means don't allow your eyes to deceive you in terms of your perception of self, your perception of the world. You can look at the world and see the world. You can look at yourself and see your chitzonius. Don't be fooled by your eyes means learn to see deeply. So says the Piyas Esther, their eyes are fooling them. People don't see Hashem in their life. And it's the most obvious and real thing to me, he says. And that's why it's so frustrating. And with the gashmias that their hearts, desires and things that their hearts have created, that cause that blockage, that sense of, right, that falsified anochi, that's omeid, like the pasuk said, like we saw the pasuk of Eschana, that's omeid ben Hashem uvein Eichem, that gets in the way of you and Hashem. So again, we're talking about three levels of anochi. There's anochi, how I think I am, which is not really how you are. Then there's anochi, my soul, my neshama, lech lecha. And then there's anochi, that there is no I, but there's only I with a, you know, capital I, HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Okay, so the Piyas Esther is saying, these people are getting stuck in what? In the lowest level of anochi. A perception of self that's not even true. La mita, it's not even true. Right? La mita shel Torah, it's not who they really are. Kvar nichar garoni. Listen to what he writes here, it's very sad. He says, Nichar groni, my throat is dry, is hoarse. I'm out of words. Nechleshu rayon osai. He says, my ideas have become weak. The fresh ideas that I used to share, I don't have them anymore. Muvcharei histaklius nafshi kima'at nidhamu. The insights that I once had, my penetrating gaze, my penetrating insights of my soul are what are dimming. They're not sharp like they used to be. I'm not able to get through to people the way that I once was, or certainly the way that I want to. And I'm on the verge of falling into a deep, dark depression. I'm very sad. Shavti b'leil Shabbos Kodesh min ha-shulchan. I came home on Shabbos from the Tish. Nil Asi, I was exhausted. Ve'in shomeili. I gave it so much energy and people didn't even listen. They didn't care. Hizchalti ledabri ala olam ba'atman. I began to speak to the world. Now, I think this is probably where the line, a couple lines up, where it says, right, that I was about to say Kriyashma. Picture the following scene. He comes home from wherever his tish was, whatever it looked like in 1929. Right, he comes home. He feels that his words have not been resonating. He's about to collapse into bed with exhaustion. And he's about to recite Kriyashma Shalamita. And all of a sudden, the Rebbe realizes, there is someone, or maybe better said, something that is omeir mitzape, that's longing to hear my words. People with all of their self-absorbed perspective sometimes, you know, could care less about the truth of what the Piyas Esther Rebbe was saying. He says, but there's something in the world where the Moshe davened, I want to be a blade of grass, I want to be a rock, I want to be a bird, I want to be a tree, I want to be a non-leader, who's just a simple person, Right? There's a something more simple that's willing to listen. That's not complicated. The world, he says, is willing to listen. So look what he writes. It's beautiful. Pasachti es chaloni. I opened up my window. V'ra'isi es ha'olam. And I looked out at Hashem's world. V'ne atzofo omidu. The world is standing there ready to be makabel. V'adaber ala olam ba'atzmo. So I began to speak to the world. I started speaking to the world. Kocholibi karasi lo shma Yisrael Hashem echad. I called out the words of Shema with all my heart. And the world was what? Was trembling. The world responded. The world heard the Dvar Hashem. Tar eretz michvodecha. Baruch Hashem bayom. Baruch Hashem balayla. Adon olam Hashem alach. I'm calling out the words of Kriyashma. Kriyashma shalmita. Leis nasa b'chefso kol hazayim alach shemo nikra. V'chol ha'olam u'melawo bolim kol hega kadosh hayotzei l'derech libi u'ti. And the world is, right, hungrily, thirstily, swallowing up every word, every bit of enunciation, right? Every feeling that's emerging from my heart is being embraced by the world. Every word that's coming out of my mouth is being taken in by the world. Nafshi hischazka v'chol makor rayonasi. Bargashosi shav lichios. He says, I feel a little bit better. My soul is strengthened. And the makor, right, the root, the shoresh of my insight, right, my intellect, my mind, my ideas, my feelings are all shav lichios, are coming back to life. He says, u'me'ata gam b'bayis gam b'chutz gam im yesh shomea li gam im ein shomea. Mutavli ledaber tamid el olam. He says, therefore, in my house or outside, whether people are listening or people are not listening, you know who or what is always ready to listen? The Bria, the world is listening. Because the world is much more simple. A blade of grass doesn't have the same gaiva issues or a sense of self that sometimes gets in between us and the Kadosh Baruch Hu. Again, like the Maggid of Zlotchev explained, the Anochi, that's Omeid bein Hashem uvein Eicha, that falsified sense of self. The world is ready to listen. Olamo shel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Hashem's world is always ready to be makabel. U'kesha olam yiskadesh. And when the world becomes sanctified by my words that I'm speaking to the world, efshir gam ha'am anim sabo imo yiskadesh. Then so too, what? It could be that the people of the world will be brought along with it. That the nation will also have a revival. As they see the blades of grass and the stars in the sky listening so intently, maybe they'll also start to listen. Maybe their souls will wake up a little bit. Miknaf ha'aretz miros yashmiu. It's a play on a pasuk in Yeshaya Chav Zayin. The pasuk says, Mikaraf ha'aretz zmiros shemanu. So he turns it into a tefillah. Mikaf ha'aretz, from the edge of the earth, zmiros yashmiu. I hope that the song of the world will reawaken the people of the world, and they'll start to hear once again. Okay, these are the words of the Piyaz HaSarev. You can always talk to the world. And that's why Hisbodus is so important. Because Hisbodus, again, is talking to yourself, and not having yourself just be filled by other people's ideas. It's getting in touch with the essential self. It's allowing yourself to hear the world and to allow the world to hear you. And again, the world in its simplicity is willing to, is omid b'tzap, it's willing to and eager to hear the Dvar Hashem. Okay, let's turn to the Derech HaMelech. Derech HaMelech is another sefer from the Piyaz Etzner Rebbe. And in the back of the sefer, in this edition, on page 406, it's a couple different prints of the Derech HaMelech. Okay, but it appears in both editions. This is the Tafshin Nun Aleph edition of the Derech HaMelech. There's a piece written by a Talmud, or a chassid of the Piyaz Etzner Rebbe, called Inyan Hashkata. The Inyan of inner silence. Being able to silence, again, once I've silenced the world, and I've had my Hisbodus, now can I silence myself to the point that I'm totally comfortable just being a blade of grass in Hashem's world? Can I go so far as to just dissolve into the Bria, to become one with the world? Okay, and to silence that inner voice, which again, that gets in the way of so much. So he writes as follows. Again, this is from a Talmud. Bishnas Tafrish Tzadi Vav or Tzadi Zayin. Now again, he's holding by Yom Noram, so that means 1935 or 36, not 36 or 37, based on the time of the year. So the end of 1935, 1936. Be'ez Shayisi Bechavrusa Achas Im Yedidi Ha'av Rechayakar. I had a Chavrusa with this Jew, his name was Yisachar Nachman Ze'ev Hashem Yinkom Damo. Zachinu Ba'aseres Yimei Tshuva Likari Al HaKodesh Pnima. Bizchuso shel Avi Hanal. He says this chavrusa of mine had a special kesher with the Rebbe, and he was invited in to have a private audience with the Rebbe, and in his chus I got to come along. Because apparently the Rebbe felt very strongly about our friendship and our learning together, and he wanted me to come along as well. So I got the opportunity to have this private session with the Piazetzner. And he says it was there, Kapamari Shona Shamati Oz as Inyan Hashkata. And it was there for the first time I heard this Inyan of Sheket, this inner silence that can be achieved by a person. He says, Chaval Alda Avdin, I don't remember everything, I lost much of what I heard that day. Shaini Zohar Kola Inyan. But let me write down a few points that I heard that day, so you can enjoy it and I can remember. He says, I remember how Admor Zatzal, I remember how the Pio Zetzner, Hishtchil Oz, B'Hamaymer Chazal and Brachos Nun Zayin Amad Beis. Chalom Echad Mishishim B'Nevuah. A dream is the 60th of a Nevuah. Kanoda Darcho Shel Admor B'Sfarav. As we know, the Rebbe so often in his Svarim speaks about the following. Look at this line, the second line of the second paragraph. Ki hayeshus shel ha'adam hu amisnagi lahashra mimar. What causes you? The whole Sefer B'nei Machshava Tova is about getting out of your physical eyes and getting into your spiritual eyes. Getting out of your physical heart and getting into your spiritual heart. Getting out of your physical ears and getting into your spiritual ears. The P.S.S. Rebbe spoke a lot, as is known, he says, in his Svarim, about Yeshus Shel Adam, the selfness, that is a real word, the selfness of man, which is Misnagi Lashra Mimaram, which prevents him from what? It prevents him from what? From feeling Hashra Sashchina in his life. Shivisi Hashem Lenegdi Tamid. What does it mean, Shivisi? Picture Hashem in front of you, place Hashem in front of you. Hashem is in front of you, but you have to let him in. Right? Like the Kotzker would say, where is Hashem found? Wherever you let him in. Wherever you take down those walls, whenever you take away that sense of anochi that becomes a blockage in your relationship with Hashem. So this Yeshus Shel Adam is the thing that is misnagi l'ashra mimarom, to having divine intervention in your life, that Hashem should be involved with your life. When a person is alert, it's hard sometimes. Right, when I'm very awake, when I'm very self-aware, it's hard to negate my anochi. Again, what is he explaining? The Gemara in Brachos. What was the Gemara in Brachos? A dream is the 60th of Nevuah. Why is it easier to come to Nevuah? Nevuah means Hashras Hashchina. Nevuah means that Hashem is relaying a message to me. Why is that easier to achieve when a person's asleep? It was a big chiddush that Moshe Rabbeinu was able to what? To receive the Dvar Hashem while standing on two feet. That's a huge chiddush. Most of them collapsed to the floor, entered a dreamlike state. Because only Moshe, in his awesome humility, was able to negate himself so much that he could be and not be at the same time. Most people have to go to sleep in order to be makabel the word of Hashem. So look, so says the Piazetzer. Again, when a person is alert, when a person is awake, when a person is self-aware, it's very hard to let Hashem into your life. But when a person goes to sleep and he silences his mind a little bit, when he's no longer able to think, again, independently in his own way, then he's able to receive a divine message from Mimarom, from above. And this is the secret, this is the idea, that a dream is the 60th of a Nevuah. K'noda gama amar shal admor, amasha yoser misorim b'tfila me'asher b'torah. Says the Piazetzner, it's also, he says here, in the name of the Piazetzner, it's also well known what the Piazetzner would often say, that it's easier to have what? A true hisoris in tefillah than in Torah. Why? Now some of us might enjoy learning Torah more, that's not what he's saying. To come to a state of true hisoris, it's easier during tefillah than in Torah. Which means that probably some of your most joyous moments in your life, right, was a really awesome Friday night davening, more so than what? Than learning. Maybe. But the Piazetzner said that, he felt that was true, and he would often say that. Why? Because when a person is learning, you have to be very present. You can't just dissolve, in tefillah you can dissolve into the tefillah. In learning, it's very hard to turn off your mind, because I'm learning. and I have to have opinions about what I'm learning. When a person's learning, he says, a person's using his anochis. Hainu, ich lernen, right? I'm learning. Ich klar, I'm clarifying, I'm thinking, I have opinions, I have ideas. About b'tfila lehefech, ha'echer hu b'tilba. Tfila, a person's supposed to what? To exactly that, detach from his guf. His spashtus hagashmi, to free his soul. So it's much easier to have an authentic hisoris. And when, therefore, when a person goes to sleep, but when a person's sleeping, he's not able to be as in control. But again, of course, to achieve awareness of Hashem when you're not aware is also not such a madriga. So the goal is to be asleep when you're awake. What does that mean? It means to be able to silence and to quiet down your inner voice even when you're alert, even when you're awake. I think, by the way, this is mamish, the secret of the Medrash and Pirkei Rabbi Eliezer, why the Jews went to sleep to Mekal of the Torah. We stay up all night on Shavuos because the Jews overslept. They didn't oversleep. The Jews went to sleep because the Jews felt to be Mekal of the Torah, we need to be mevatel ourselves. And an easier way to be mevatel ourselves is go to sleep. So why do we stay up all night? What was the mistake? The mistake was Hashem says, no, I want you to learn how to what? How to be awake, be standing on your two feet, to exist and still be able to hear Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that there's only one I in the world, the capital I again, the Ribono Shel Olam. That's the avoda. Okay? Now the Piyaz Esther would teach us, he says, how to do this. Look, two lines from the bottom. Kamosha Zachisi Pam Lishmoa, again I heard one time from the Rebbe, Zatzal. Can you imagine if we got a printout? I'm already terrified from today alone. Can you imagine if you got a printout of all the thoughts that crossed your mind over the course of a 24-hour period? The flow of ideas, of things that your mind is just racing all over the place. We are so not in control. He says, again, if you're machshavos, he says, if a person would just be mistakel on his machshava, that's flowing from him for a single day, there's no difference between you and a crazy person. You are all over the place. Even if in action, you're very mesudar, but your mind is all over the place. Turn to the last page. The only difference is that the meshuga actually acts out those things, right? But in terms of your inner world, your mind, it's exactly like a crazy person. You just have a little bit of self-control, or you understand how embarrassed you would be if you actually carried out those things. And therefore the Rebbe gave us practical advice. How do you do this? How do you actually do this? How do you achieve this? V'diber oz. Try meditating on your own thoughts for a minute. Meaning try just being aware, right? Just like focus on what's in my mind. What am I allowing to pass through my mind? What am I not allowing to pass through my mind? What's the flow of my thoughts? Do it for a couple minutes, he says. And you'll see that when you start thinking about your thoughts, then things start to calm down a little bit. If you're not thinking, your thoughts are just all over the place. They're running wild. But when you start to think about your thoughts, when you start to focus on your thoughts, as yargish la'at la'at, shirosho misrokan u'machshavosav amdu mishetfan haragil. Then slowly, slowly, your mind will start to clear, it'll start to empty out, and your thoughts will start to slow down from that raging flow. And then start to what? To replace whatever is just free-flowing through your mind. Try replacing it now with a pasuk. Hashem Elokim Emes. Start thinking about a few words. Right? A pasuk, an idea, a Maimer Chazal. And just meditate on it, slowly. Now to attach your empty mind that you've cleared out. Again, you made space. Mishar Machshavos L'Machshava Achas Shel Kedusha. Now allow just a single thought of holiness to enter into that space. And then use that, now that I'm starting to channel my mind towards holiness, so now start to meditate upon what do I need in my religious development. Deepen my emuna, feelings of ava, yira. He says, B'chizuk amuna, I once heard how the P.S.S. would actually do this, to be mechazik his amuna. He would calm his mind, and then he would begin to say, Ich bin ma'amin b'amuna shleima, I believe b'amuna shleima. Yeah, you could jump down two lines so I don't embarrass myself terribly, where it's in parentheses, An imam b'amuna shleima shabari hu ha'nimtza yechidi ba'olam. The Rebbe would say to himself, I know and I believe with all my heart and all my soul, that Hashem is the only thing that exists in the world. And everything that exists in the world is nothing other than a beam of light, a ray of light, emerging from the Makor, from the source of all light, which is Hashem Himself. And he would repeat it over and over again, gently, he says, in a very delicate and gentle way. And then he would say other things to himself. Hashem, I want to be close to you. Hashem, I want to be connected to you. I want to feel your presence in my life. And now his mind is in a place where he's actually able to talk like that and to mean it. It's authentic and it's penetrating his essence, and it becomes a part of him. It becomes an authentic part of who he is. Now he goes on and he says you should do this specifically by trying to focus on positive things, right? To talk diburim that are positive and to attach yourself in that way. He gives a very interesting eight, so if you need to learn how to slow down, he says meditate. He says about six lines from the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 lines from the bottom. He says another eight that he gave us, the line that begins with the word boche, right? He says if you try to tell a child to stop crying, the child's not going to stop crying. So we have to find a way to quiet our mind in a way that doesn't make the mind even more upset or more agitated. He says, "Gam efshar lishtamish lashkata ba'abata al sha'on al machol ha'katan shekamat eno zaz meshach ezazman." He says, "Look, meditate upon the small hand of the clock. Stare at the small hand of the clock, which is moving but barely moving. Over the course of an hour, it moves very little." So look at something that's moving very slowly, and just meditate upon that. And look how the clock is able to very, very slowly, not the second hand, right? Look at the small hand of a clock, and watch how it's moving so slowly with precision, right? And try to feel that in yourself. And then he says to pick up pasuk and to start singing a nigun of dveikus, etc., etc. Okay, we don't have time to read all the words because I want to get to one last thing before we have to head over to Reuben. And that, as I mentioned last time, I wanted to introduce you to the Sefer by Menachem Eckstein. Menachem Eckstein was a Yid who died in the Holocaust, Hashem Yikom Damo. The Sefer was first published in the 1920s, the early 1920s, in Lashon HaKodesh. The name of the Sefer in Lashon HaKodesh is Tanai HaNefesh LaHasagas HaChasidus, translated here in English as Visions of a Compassionate World, Guided Imagery for Spiritual Growth and Social Transformation, which is a very loose translation. Tanoi ha-nefesh, prerequisites of the soul, la-hasagas ha-chasidus, for chasidic consciousness, for chasidic awareness. Okay? The author writes, now if you read through the Sefer, there's not so much Torah in the way that we, share Torah. It's not so much, it's not filled with, sources and ideas from different tzaddikim. But listen to what the author himself wrote in his Hakdama. Perhaps it is possible to spread a ray of this great light which is hidden from the rest of humanity. He's frustrated again by the flow of things. 1920, can imagine our world today, the pace of things, right, and the lack of awareness. And he's writing a lot about anochi, about getting stuck in what? In the anochi of self, the ego, and not being able to tap into something bigger than yourself. Perhaps it is possible to open a small window into the vast treasures of wisdom that Hasidism conceals. And perhaps it is possible to write in a popular way and in a pleasing style so that the message jumps out to the reader. He wasn't only writing for Jews. Many sections of this were translated in newspapers, in Yiddish and the like. So I have made a preliminary effort to find the fitting terminologies and the most effective style with which to present the basic foundations of Hasidus so that they may be comprehensible to all readers. Okay? Now, I want to just show you what he does in this book, and it's an amazing thing. Okay, feel free if you'd like to close your eyes. You're welcome to close your eyes. I'm going to read you chapter 3, Visualizations for Ego Transcendence. How to get out of yourself. Again, once I've gotten away from being defined by my friends or my job or my society, and I've developed Lech Lecha, I found my true Anochi, but now I want to dissolve that Anochi into the bigger Anochi of Hashem. I want to be, like the P.S.S. says, like a bird, the way the Medrash describes Moshe Rabbeinu. Then how are we, this is what he writes in chapter 3, how are we to heal our souls from these illusions? Here too, Hasidic teachings provide a simple answer. Replace them with images of reality. Now listen to what he's going to say. You don't have to escape into some transcendent realm that you can't even picture. Listen to what you can do. Just picture the world. There are two kinds of visualizations which are ultimate antithesis of the illusory perceptions mentioned above. If you master them, you can uproot from your soul those egocentric illusions and fallacies. The first is an eye-opening visualization of the universe and of man's truly infinitesimal place in it. Listen to this. Begin by envisioning planet Earth, as if you are actually seeing it from outer space. If we stop there, we already did an amazing thing. If we would do this for 30 seconds a day, just zoom out and see ourselves standing here, or sitting here, right, from beyond, looking at planet Earth, and seeing my place within it, yeah, it would do a lot of things. Visualize its continents and its oceans. Envision mankind as he lives on Earth. The different nations and their national borders. The populations of each of those nations. Visualize this clearly in your mind's eye until you feel that it is actually before you. At first, the image will not have much effect. It is a new experience for you. Your visualization skills are not yet developed. But with time and the persistence of daily practice, even twice daily if possible, you will see these things in your mind's eye ever more clearly until you will feel that you can actually touch them. After visualizing mankind in this way, go on to visualize other life forms. See the domestic animals that you know so well. See them in their natural habitats. See the wild animals in the deserts and forests. See how they prey on their food. See the house pests that humans enjoy and the tiny house pests like mosquitoes and flies. See the great elephant, the snakes, and the reptiles. See how they move and eat. They're born and they die. See all the birds as they fly in the sky. Hear the sweet tunes of their chirping. See all the fish in the rivers and oceans, how they swim, how they're devoured or caught, how they're born and how they die. See all the grass, the plants, the crops, the vegetables, the thorns, the flowers. See the gardens, the orchards, the fields. See all the great trees of the forest. See these all bud, develop, and grow, and then watch them wither and die. See each of these things in all of its detail, then see all of it as one great whole. It will take you time to master these visualizations, depending on your nature and your effort. But when they become so vivid that they enchant you, and you actually feel their spellbinding effects, as if you beheld them with your physical eyes, then you are ready to visualize yourself. First begin by envisioning the very place you are at. Then visualize yourself in it from afar. How small it is in comparison to your community, to your city, to your country, to your continent, to all of planet Earth. See how you are just one human amongst billions, just one creature amongst all others. It will be hard at first to visualize this and to see yourself as just part of it all. Our illusion of importance and very sense of self will just not be willing to accept it. Our grandiose self-image, so deeply ingrained, will prevent us from seeing the uncomfortable truth. We really are so insignificant and small. Now again, this is a stepping stone to realizing how big you are, because when you surrender again that small self that's sometimes so self-absorbed, and you dissolve into this bigger self, and you allow it to just to kind of melt into Einod Movado, you're not becoming smaller. Even though he's using a language of crushing oneself to destroy one's ego. Right? But really what you're doing is you're reattaching yourself to something much bigger. The practice prevails, and with the passage of time, you can overcome this inborn blindness. You can learn to see with your spiritual eyes. These wondrous sights will then be yours to see at any given moment. To be able to not get frustrated by whatever is happening in your life, because you're able to just zoom out. You're able to see that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world. It's an amazing technique, and he has many, many meditations and techniques to conquer one's gaiva, and to conquer one's ego, and to stretch one's mind, and to just become more self-aware, and to awaken that inner silence, and to attach your independent Anochi to the bigger Anochi of Anochi Hashem Elokecha. Okay, so this piece, again, Os Yurches and Os Memches, sort of again, this is Bodhidus and dissolving into the Bria and becoming aware and talking to the world. This is part of what he's talking about in Os Memches, talking to the world. Right? To zoom out and to see yourself as part of something much bigger than the little Dalai Lamas which you find yourself, where we get so caught up sometimes. It's such an important thing to do. And you don't have to do it for a long time a day to have success with this. The same way you don't have to do a zvot of this for such a long... I mean, again, if you can do more, great. But if a person feels like, you know, I once heard you have to do an hour of a zvot of this to make it worthwhile, again, I will challenge that. I'll challenge you to do 30 seconds of sitting by yourself a day and just listening to your own breath. It'll be a life-changing experience. Okay, let's stop here because we have to...